Merry Christmas.
It's time for Missouri's radio show about recreational boating.
Merry Christmas.
Bow to stern, port to starboard. It's a special holiday edition of Bob's No Wake Zone radio show.
Merry Christmas.
So, let's head down to the docks and see what's happening this week.
Man, that Santa Claus last weekend, it appeared on KRMS radio. He was great. Oh, that was Santa Claus? Are you sure? Okay, oh, and he had an elf with him too, didn't he? Yeah, they were great. Hey, welcome into the program. Good morning to you. Nice to have you with us here on this eve of Christmas Eve, the Bob's No Wake Zone boating radio show. We're in the cold water this morning, so please be careful out there if you happen to be out on the lake anywhere around. Eagle Days is coming up in the first weekend of January. Casey Cloak's going to be with us to talk about the details. We're going to have Rochelle Pennington back. Last week, she talked about the Chicago Christmas tree ship and the wreck of the Rouse Simmons. This week, we're going to talk about the Edmund Fitzgerald. Then we're going to do some water on the waterfront news for you. And then One Source Services' Alex McDonald will be with us. And then Marine Max's Paul Schifferdecker will be on board to talk with us about the boat show and about Boston Whaler. It's time to make your reservations for New Year's Eve at the Stables. Dress up in your Wild West best and enjoy a wonderful buffet. Live music by Staggered and champagne toast at midnight. There'll be lodging and shuttle available, which is very important. $29.95 per person, buffet including prime rib, smoked chicken, seafood, mashed potatoes, roasted vegetables, fresh rolls. They do a great job over there on that buffet at the Cannon Smoke Saloon. Here's the phone number, 573-207-0400. 207-0400 is the number. Or you can also go on, I think, either of the websites, Captain Ron's website or the Cannon Smoked website, and get your reservations in. But I would do it today so you don't lose out on a position there for the upcoming New Year's Eve event at the Stables in Sunrise Beach. One of the first things to do in the new year is attend Eagle Days, and it's coming right up. So we're with Casey Cloak from the Lake Area Chamber of Commerce. Annual event. How long has this thing been going on?
Oh, I knew you were going to ask me that. Honestly, you know what? I don't have that answer.
It's been going on a long time.
It has. You know, there's so many important individuals that are involved in this. It's the Lake Area Chamber, the Convention and Visitors Bureau, Osage National Golf Resort, Facelift Marketing, you know, School of the Osage, you know, for housing a lot of the activities, the Missouri Master Naturalist Ozarks Chapter, and of course the Boy Scouts of America. So that our committee really entails a lot of individuals that put this program together, and they've been involved since the very beginning. So
we're fortunate to have this because they can only do so many shows a year with these captured birds and the ones that they are, you know, the raptors they are taking care of.
Exactly.
So this is very, very interesting to have it right here at our lake. I remember in, probably was 10 years ago when we first came to it, and it was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing, you know?
And it's just grown so much, hasn't it?
And it has grown, and the attendance has grown.
Oh, yes,
The public has caught on really well.
I know, just myself, I volunteered here at Wilmore Lodge, because we do the live eagle viewing here at Eagle Lodge, and we'll get into the schedule in a moment. But I know myself, just working that Sunday shift, we had over 800 people come through the doors just for Eagle Days. First weekend in January, you know, that says something about it. You know, the lake, and that there's always something to do, even in January.
Let's start and let's talk about what's going to be going on Saturday, January 6th, opening day.
That's correct. So on Saturday, we've got, you already mentioned, we do bring in birds. We partner with Dickerson Park Zoo, as well as the World Bird Sanctuary. So we have two different shows going on. Some are taking place at the Heritage School Building, just at the top of the strip. Mm-hmm. And then the other shows from the World Bird Sanctuary will be taking place at Osage National Golf Resort. So on Saturday, there's a variety of shows you can see. You can see Eagles of North America, or you can also learn about Owls of Missouri. So there's two different bird shows. So if you've got the kiddos, you know, I encourage you to make sure you stick around for both. You know, my little one, she really absolutely loved it last year. And at that time, she was only four. So we made it, there was three shows last year. She made two out of the three. So I can tell you, two is probably just about enough, because there's other activities aside from the shows going on at the school, this one in particular is at the Osage Heritage Elementary School. They've got the coloring and photo contest, face painting, several vendor booths, and just so much to learn about. So I do encourage, you know, you to check out that and then head to Wilmore Lodge, where we'll have the Master Naturalist. They'll be here stationed. They bring a telescope, binoculars, or if you got your own binoculars, bring them as well. They'll be able to point out several eagle nests that are located just across the lake from our facility here, so you'll be able to see them, whether they're in their nest or even they have certain favorite perch spots. And our master naturalists are great at finding them. So when you stop in, you'll see them either fishing or perched out on a limb or in their nest. So it's really, really neat experience for the kids, especially all kids, you know, ages alike. Whether you're a kid or an adult, I still enjoy it immensely. So
you know, the eagles seem to know that it's Eagle Days.
Exactly. And you're right.
You know, it's amazing. They come out. Pretty visible. They like showing off, I think.
They sure do. They sure do. You know, they're really active when it's cold, but last year it was a pretty mild weekend. I remember, I think I was even in a skirt on Saturday. but they were still very, very much active because it's right in their prime season.
These programs at the different locations kind of alternate times. So
they do.
You do have time in between shows to go to the other place or go back to the other one.
Yeah, we encourage you to do it all. So we'll kind of go through it. And then what I want to encourage everybody to check out is if you go to Lake of the Ozarks EagleDays.com, you can download the entire schedule. So you can even plan your weekend. But it is timed perfectly to where you can do everything. It's a great family adventure. It just really is. So
let's move down and talk a little bit about the Bagnell Dam access
area.
And I know they're working on the dam still down there, and there's a lot of construction stuff going on, which is sort of fenced off from the public, but there's still going to be room down there
to do what goes on. Exactly. Not going to be a problem still this year. They've got it all worked out. The committee's been working with Ameren. You know, this is Ameren's Eagle Day, so they're a huge sponsor of the event. So down there at the Bagnell Dam Access, which is just across the road from Wilmore Lodge, if you are wondering how to get there, just follow the signage. And they're going to have wild eagle viewing there as well. Hot chocolate, free hot chocolate. Mm-hmm. The Master Naturalists are really neat. They actually build an eagle nest so the kids can actually get the idea of the size of these things. You know, it's not your ordinary bird nest. So it's really neat. They put a lot of work into that. And the Boy Scouts, they have activities as well. That's going to run on Saturday from 9 to 5 and then Sunday from 10 to 4:30. So, and again, that's just across from Wilmore Lodge. And then maybe after you hit up the Bagnell Dam Access, you know, hop back up around the roundabout right at W and cut across the highway and head over to Osage National Golf Resort. They also will have the live eagle programs, and that is presented by the World Bird Sanctuary. And their hours are Saturday 9 to 4 and Sunday 10 to 3. Visit the schedule or go online and check out the schedule, and you can really fit everything in there. And then the last thing which we've added, I can't remember if it was last year or the year before, it is newer to the program, is Celebration Cruises. Mm-hmm. Those guys are phenomenal. They will take your entire family out for Eagle Cruises. You'll board their Celebration Cruise. They do the port near the Bagnell Dam, so it's their newer location. And it is $10 a person. And the cruises are Saturday at 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock, and then they'll do one cruise on Sunday at 2 o'clock. So I definitely encourage you to do that as well, because even if it's a really cold day, you'll be able to go on the cruise boat. They have the indoor area, mm-hmm. and you'll be able to see the birds in action there too. So
awesome. Well, it's a great weekend, Saturday and Sunday, January 6th and 7th, here at Lake of the Ozarks, all sort of centered around the Wilmore Lodge. The lodge will be open as well for the museum portion?
Correct. Well, our Wilmore Lodge typically is closed on Sundays during off-season, but we do stay open on Sunday. We follow the Eagle Day schedule at Wilmore Lodge for both Saturday and Sunday, and we will have the museum portion open as well. So make sure you allot some time not only to see the birds in action, but at least give yourself a time, at least about a half hour or 45 minutes, if you haven't already been through the museum that Ameren has put together here at our lodge. It is amazing. Very interactive.
Outstanding. Okay, website one more time.
That's lakeoftheozarkeagledays.com.
Jumpstart the new year by getting your business in front of hundreds of potential customers at the 2018 Home Business and Lake Living Expo, February 23rd and 4th at the Lodge of the Four Seasons. In just one weekend, you can increase your customer base and showcase your products and services while networking with fellow businesses. Reserve your space today. Booth space still available, but act quickly. To get your business registered, contact the Camdenton Chamber of Commerce at 346-2227. Or for an application and floor plan, go to camdentonchamber.com.
Coming up, some things you didn't know about the Edmund Fitzgerald. Rochelle Pennington is going to be with us. Some Around the Waterfront news and a song from Larry Gatlin is also scheduled before the show's over today. One Source Services is your one-source solution for hydro hoist boat lifts, PWC lifts, Wahoo dock design and assembly, Rockworks for riprap and retaining walls. OneSourceServices.net is the website. You'll find a link on my website. Or give them a call and you'll talk to Alex when you call 573-502-9350. We are up against a break. We'll be right back on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show, Saturday morning on News Talk KRMS, News Talk Sports and Entertainment.
Our aim at Street Invest is to put a trustworthy adult into the lives of street children so that they can support them in creating the most positive paths for their lives in the future. We work around the world, working on the street with the children where they are. For such a large group of children, the amount of funding available is tiny. Really, the funding that keeps organisations like Street Invest going comes from individual donors. Street children are the most abused, neglected, violated children, yet they are also the most resourceful, responsive, and resilient children that we could have the honour of working with.
For more information or to make a donation, visit streetinvest.org.
Is Mary Ann Jensen, and I am a rear commander with the United States Power Squadrons. Thank you for listening to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show.
An air and sea search is continuing for possible survivors of the Edmund Fitzgerald, a 729-foot ore carrier, which apparently broke apart and sunk last night on Lake Superior. The ship and its 29-man crew vanished in a storm with 80-mile-an-hour winds and wave heights up to 25 feet. All that has been found is an oil slick and some debris.
Author Rochelle Pennington is back with us on the program today. We'll be visiting with her next about some information on the Edmund Fitzgerald.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down up the Big Lake, the Colgan Sugar Mill. The lake, it is said, never gives up for dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With the load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. A big ship and true was among the bitches when the gales of November came early.
500 feet of water, it is on the bottom of Lake Superior, but Rochelle Pennington will be with us shortly on the Boat U.S. guest line with some great information for us about this shipwreck. Kind of the second in our series of three interviews with Rochelle. We had her on talking about the Christmas tree ship last week, and coming up probably right after the new year, we're going to have Rochelle back to talk about another fascinating story about the crew of the Endurance. Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show, presented every week by Boat U.S., and it's a great opportunity right now to, well, you still have time. You can get your membership set up for this year. Make it a nice Christmas present for the family or for somebody else that you know that's a boater. It's only $24 a year. You add that freshwater towing to it, it's only $72 a year. And I was doing a little math. In fact, it works out to like 20 cents a day or less for membership and towing. And you get so many benefits with being a member of Boat U.S., almost too many to mention in the radio spot, but you should go on my website, bobsnowakezone.com. You'll see links there and a banner for Boat U.S. and also Towboat U.S. Click either one. They'll get you some more information and a quick way to sign up and get membership to Boat U.S. All right, we're back on the Boat U.S. guest line with Rochelle Pennington. Thanks again for being with us here on the program today, and let's just have you pick up the story right there.
The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald is another much-loved story on the Great Lakes. Gordon Lightfoot's ballad, which is considered the eulogy to the ship as well as to those crew members, really is at the center of so many people knowing about this one wreck. The wreck was further made famous because of the ship's size. When the ship was launched in June of 1958, the Edmund Fitzgerald was the longest, the largest ship ever built on the Great Lakes. And all these years later, 42 years later, the ship remains the largest ship ever to go down on any of the lakes. The Edmund Fitzgerald was a vessel named for the president of an insurance company. Northwestern Mutual Life Insurance Company owned the ship for the whole of its life and commissioned its building. The ship was a favorite of boat watchers. The vessel primarily carried iron ore pellets during the whole of its life. The ship has many hidden stories attached to it. The ship should have lived longer than it did. It should have lived well beyond a half a century, well beyond 50 years, but its life was cut short in that terrible storm. As you mentioned, it was a monster storm. It was a hard-charging storm, a storm with horns. Many people believe that the Fitzgerald went down because the ship was cursed at its christening. There were two curses on the Edmund Fitzgerald. Do we have time for a short story, Captain Bob?
Yes, by all means. Captain McSorley, wasn't that his name, the captain of the ship?
It was.
Yeah.
So Captain Ernest McSorley was in command of the vessel. This was a man who knew what he was doing. He was a veteran on the lakes. He was a lifer. His career spanned 44 years up until the point the Fitzgerald was lost. Side note on Captain McSorley, he was officially going to retire when he turned the Fitzgerald in. So he was hanging up his hat. Regarding the omens attached to the Fitzgerald, at the ship's christening ceremony in June of 1958, Elizabeth Fitzgerald, who was a real person, she was the wife of Edmund Fitzgerald, she was given the honor of breaking the bottle of champagne over the ship's bow. Well, she swung the bottle as hard as she possibly could. The bottle did not break. She swung it again, and again the bottle did not shatter. It took three swings before there was a spill of champagne. This was looked upon as a curse. It was omen. Sailors went to great precautions to make sure that a launch went off without a hitch. So that was a bad omen, but the worst omen of all, the worst possible omen, the omen of omens, was on its way. When the ship slid into the waters for the first time, the waters were so icy cold that when the waters began splashing up on shore, people were gasping. People were going, oh,
yeah.
Cold.
Yeah.
But one man gasped, this really happened, and he died of a heart attack on the spot. He was pronounced dead. He was only in his 50s. It was a terrible, terrible omen. It was a prophecy. Sailors believed that a death at a launch meant the coming death of the ship. It meant that ship was going to meet a destructive end. So sailors believed in all sorts of superstitions.
Well, you know, the radio operator aboard the ship sent out a message saying worst storms that he'd ever been caught in, and of course, we know what happened. The ship is in two pieces on the bottom of Lake Superior in about 500 feet of water, and it's my understanding that that site is protected because it's in Canadian waters, and there's no diving, no retrieving, no nothing there. Is that correct?
It is. You are exactly right on that. In order to go to the scene, you need permission from the Canada government. Lake Superior's waters are divided. The United States oversees some of the waters, and the Canadian government oversees the others. Many people are fascinated by the raising of the bell from the Edmund Fitzgerald. The bell was raised in 1995, 20 years after the ship went down, and it was raised at the request of
family members. The family members pleaded for the bell. Well, who were they pleading with? They were pleading with Canada. Letters were written. Even our sitting president at that time wrote a personal letter with his urgings for the bell to be raised up. Well, permission was granted. If you do not have permission and you are caught at the scene of the Edmund Fitzgerald down there on the bottom of Lake Superior, as you mentioned, in very deep water in excess of 500 feet, you will be fined. And the fine for trespassing in this graveyard is a hefty one. You will be fined $1 million.
Whoa.
Why did the family members want the bell? Well, the bell was always recognized on a ship as not only being the ship's crown, it was recognized as being the ship's heart. So the family members wanted the heart. And today, it is on permanent display at the Whitefish Point Museum up there, the Great Lakes Historical Society's Shipwreck Museum, near the Sioux Locks.
All right. Well, I know that you're going to be asked to speak around some more, so let's give everybody your contact information, email or phone number, and we certainly want to give them the website, too.
Certainly. Thank you for that. Thank you, Captain Bob. My website is RochellePenningtonBooks.com. My first name is spelled R-O-C-H-E-L-L-E. My telephone number, 1-800-503-5507. And my email, Pennington@PowerWeb.com. Thank you.
Very much so. Thank you so much for your stories, and I know you've got a ton more. We are out of time, but thank you so much for this new information that we're hearing about the Christmas tree ship and also about the Edmund Fitzgerald. Rochelle, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Same here, Bob. Thank you very much. Take care.
Soar into 2018 with Ameren Missouri's Lake of the Ozarks Eagle Days, January 6th and 7th. Live Eagle presentations will be at School of the Osage Heritage Building and Osage National. Viewing opportunities will be at Wilmore Lodge and the Osage River Access with master naturalists on hand and aboard the Celebration Cruises Nature Cruise from Bagnell Dam. For the full schedule and to learn more about this free event, visit lakeoftheozarkseagledays.com. Sponsored in part by Above and Beyond Roofing, Adair's Animal Nuisance Trapping, Central Bank Lake of the Ozarks, and Tri-County Lodging Association.
Coming up, we're going to be learning a little bit more about Boston Whaler. Paul Schifferdecker from Marine Max is going to be here, along with Alex McDonald, talking about One Source Services, coming up on the show. We've got some Around the Waterfront news for you next. You're listening to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show here on this Christmas Eve. Saturday morning with you. Thank you so much for being with us. On News Talk, KRMS, News Talk, Sports Entertainment, it's all right here for you. So got it on live streaming audio later on in the archives at bobsnowakezone.com. Be right back.
Bonnie Last Charters is Mallorca's number one experience.
Bonnie Last is a 57-foot converted fishing boat. She was built in 1949 as a herring ring netter in Scotland, and now she's set up for the Mediterranean. Apart from just relaxing in the sunshine on the deck, there's paddleboarding and any kind of exploring you can imagine up along the north coast of Mallorca here, quite often with Maggie the dog in tow as well. Bonnie Last Charters is unique because no charter is really the same. We work really hard to make it the perfect day for each individual client. To be able to go out and enjoy the day with the guests on board is just fantastic.
For more information and to make a booking, visit bonnielastcharters.com.
We're back on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show this morning. Waterfront news is coming up next.
Well, it sure is nice down here this time of year. Tourists are tanned and there's holiday cheer. Here comes Santa Claus having a tropical Christmas.
Well, we felt like it was the tropics here this week, didn't we? 65 degrees, was it there on Thursday? And then the big chill came through. Well, good morning and welcome back to the show. It's nice to have you along this morning. We are going to be talking a little bit, just a little bit later here, with Alex McDonald from One Source Services and Paul Schifferdecker from Marine Max to wrap up the program this morning. But we do have Around the Waterfront news schedule for you. You know, it's about time a snap is better than a twist. Smart plug is what we're talking about. The smart plug revolutionary shore power system is designed to replace that outdated and problematic twist type design that maybe you've had fail on you or someone you know around you. They come in 30 amp and 50 amp service cords, 25 feet or 50 feet long. The smart plug is easy to install by the average boat owner, including myself. We put two on and it took us about an hour. The mounting holes match industry standards, so it was a simple matter of replacing the old with the new. Take a look at my video. I did a video presentation for the installation of the smart plug. It's on my website, bobsnowakezone.com. You'll also find some information there about the smart plug. And then come to the boat show at Overland Park. I'll have one on display, a demo unit, as well will the folks at Marine Max, both in their ship store on the main level and also in the boating area, which you'll be able to see the smart plug as well. Smartplug.com is the website for more information, or go to my website, bobsnowakezone.com. Well, French sailor Francois Gabard has broken the record for sailing around the world alone, circumnavigating the planet in just 42 days and 16 hours. That's more than 6 days faster than the last record, which was also set by a Frenchman, Thomas Coville, just last year. Congratulations, Francois. Here's sort of the rest of the story, I guess you could say. I got a couple of these for you today, quoting Paul Harvey. The National Marine Manufacturers Association says the tax reform measures that were passed are looking good for the marine industry. There's some things here I'll highlight for you. This comes from Boating Industry Magazine, by the way. No new luxury tax on boat sales. Preservation of the second home interest deduction for boats. Lower interest rates are going to be the case. Also, doubling the standard deduction, that's raising from $12,000 for individuals up to $24,000 for joint filers. Changes to the estate taxes and allows for immediate expensing, and also preserves the R&D tax credit. Well, what's that all about? Well, the R&D tax credit is important to manufacturers in order to spur innovation and new technology. The credit is preserved under the new package signed, well, will be signed, I think, by President Trump. Another rest of the story for you. You know, we heard several weeks ago that the Race World Offshore Races were going to have their national championships here at the lake, but there was some confusion and things didn't go exactly the way that some folks wanted. So the Race World Offshore folks have released their schedule now, somewhat still tentative, but we've got the dates filled in here. June 2nd and 3rd, Race World Offshore Grand Prix. They don't have a location for that yet. The June 23rd and 24th, Texas Outlaw Challenge. That's at Clear Lake, Texas, right outside of Houston there, one of our favorite places. July 19th through 22nd, Race World Offshore Grand Prix at Greater Cleveland area in Ohio. And then August 17th through 19th, Race World Offshore Grand Prix at Dunkirk, New York. The National Championship scheduled September 14th through 16th at Riviera Beach in Florida. You've probably been hearing on the news here on our station and maybe in some other news outlets around the Missouri area, particularly the National Marine Manufacturers Association has come out opposing the bill allowing Lake of the Ozarks residents to create no-wake zones. And that's a House Bill 1591, and it's going to be introduced, it looks like, by Representative David Wood. But we'll keep you posted on that, and I'm sure you'll hear some more about it on our local news right here at Lake of the Ozarks. Well, the report is finally in. Captain's decision, shipping company's poor safety oversight led to the sinking of the El Faro. And that's really unfortunate. The deadliest shipping disaster involving a U.S. flag vessel in more than 30 years was caused by the captain's failure to avoid sailing into a hurricane despite numerous opportunities to route a course away from the hazardous weather. The National Transportation Safety Board announced this decision this past week. The 790-foot cargo vessel El Faro was en route from Jacksonville, Florida to San Juan, Puerto Rico. It sank October 1st of 2015 in the Atlantic during Hurricane Joaquin, and it took the lives of all 33 of the sailors on board. That thing sank in over 15,000 feet of water. And you know, part of our program is based on water safety and boating safety. And here's something really good. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Nashville District Rangers, Park Rangers from Center Hill Lake, received the Great Lakes and Ohio River Division's 2017 Water Safety Award during a ceremony this past, December the 6th, not too long ago. The Park Rangers helped save the lives of 15 stranded kayakers and boaters in 2017. During the summer, boaters and kayakers either overturned or circumstances led to an accident. They said that every year the Park Rangers strive to reach and impact over 13,000 people a year with water safety education to prevent water incidents. And one of the representatives said they like to do a better job of promoting public safety awareness. Park Rangers maintain a daily presence on the lakes, campgrounds, and recreational areas throughout the year and interact with the public in these areas during recreational seasons. Of course, this is a Corps of Engineers area. Nashville District Park Rangers have the ability to enforce federal boating regulations. They routinely engage the public recreating on the Corps lakes to promote good water safety practices when boating and recreating. And Center Hill Lake is a reservoir project located in the Cumberland River Basin on the Caney Fork River and covers parts of several counties there in Tennessee. It controls the runoff and drainage from 2,100 square miles, and it's got 255 miles of shoreline. It is governed by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, and it was constructed, started in 1942, completed in 1948.
This is Marty Ostronic for One Source Services, including Hydrohoist boat lifts, Wahoo docks, and Rockworks retaining walls and riprap. Thanks for listening to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show.
Get connected. The National Safe Boating Council and its local partners would like to remind you to always wear your engine cutoff device, also called the kill switch. Be sure that everyone on board is wearing a U.S. Coast Guard approved life jacket and never boat under the influence. In 2016, 24 people died in propeller related accidents and another 170 people were injured. Many of these accidents could have been prevented with the use of the engine cutoff device, which stops the boat's engine should the operator unexpectedly fall overboard. And now there are also wireless devices on the market. Wearing an engine cutoff device is an imperative safety step every time you go boating. This message is brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council. Learn more about the campaign at getconnectedboating.org.
Honey, let's go to the boat show.
Here's the Bob's No Wake Zone Radio Show Boat Show Calendar.
Well, they're coming up on us hard and fast. First one of the new year, the Lake of the Ozarks Marine Dealers Association's Overland Park Boat Show. It's going to be great to be up in the city for this show, kicking off on Thursday, January 4th, and running through Sunday the 7th. I'll be doing some live broadcasting up there on our sister station here at the lake, 93.5 Rocks, on Thursday and Friday of the show. The National Marine Manufacturers Association's Kansas City Boat and Sports Show is going to be kicking off at Bartle Hall, downtown Kansas City, January 18th through the 21st. And I believe next week on Saturday's show, yes, we're going to have Becca Doyle, who's the show manager. She'll be back with us to talk about the Kansas City show and some of the new things that are going to be there for you to enjoy when you come to that show. Then in February, we get the St. Louis Boat and Sports Show following up. Becca will be back with us to talk more about that one because there's some interesting things going to be happening there, February the 8th through the 11th. Then we have a couple of other shows here around Lake of the Ozarks that I wanted to just drop in here. The Expo 2018 at the Lodge of the Four Seasons, which is the Camdenton Chamber of Commerce show, will be Friday and Saturday, February 23rd and 24th. And then the Lake West Business Expo, the Lake West Chamber, will be at the Christian Academy there in Sunrise Beach on Saturday, March the 3rd, and we'll be there for that one as well. Back to the boat shows, the Lake of the Ozarks Marine Dealers St. Charles Boat Show will be March 8th through 11th. We'll be broadcasting live there from the 8th and the 9th, and we hope that many folks from that area will get to see us there. And then the Lake of the Ozarks Marine Dealers April In Water Boat Show at Dog Days. They're really the sort of the official kickoff, I guess you could say, of the boating season, even though we have the blessing of the fleet on St. Patrick's Day, April 20th and 21st, great boat show at Dog Days, presented by the Lake of the Ozarks Marine Dealers Association. Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show coming up on a break time. We're going to be back with Alex McDonald from One Source Services and Paul Schifferdecker from Marine Max. Wrap up our Christmas Eve before Christmas Eve show right here on News Talk KRMS. Stand by. We'll be right back.
The mood is right. The spirit's up. We're here tonight. And that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
Looking for luxury accommodation in Mallorca, but don't want to pay high summer prices? Well, Mallorcan Tonic, the low-season luxury hotel booking website, is here to help. We can save you hundreds of euros on your hotel choice, making sure you enjoy exceptional accommodation at a fraction of the summer rates. In addition, each of our hand-picked hotels offers tempting low-season incentives, including further discounts, room upgrades, and complimentary cava on arrival. Whether you choose the buzz of Palma, cool coastal views, or the magnetism of the mountains, we have a hotel to suit you. You can also book our favourite restaurants, from local eateries to Michelin stars, each offering a free glass of cava. And there's lots of helpful hints about what to do during your visit. So if you're missing your sunshine fix and want to beat the winter blues, then click on MallorcanTonic.com and let us find you your dream hotel and save you money.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Larry Gatlin, and one of my favorites.
Just like the ones I used to know.
One of my favorite Christmas albums. We got another one coming up for you at the end of this segment as we depart for the Christmas holiday season. Good morning to you. It's nice to have you back with us on the program. We're going to talk to Alex McDonald, the One Source Services lady. She's going to be with us shortly. Marine Max's Paul Schifferdecker is going to talk to us about Boston Whaler and the upcoming boat shows. And, you know, as you head into the new year, you might want to be looking at some screen printing or maybe some embroidery work that you need to have done, and you don't want to send it out of town. You don't want to give it to somebody you don't know. You want to give it to Kelsey Jackson. She's the owner of Printed Inklings in Camdenton. They do screen printing work in their new location, embroidery work in their new location. Design, freshen up your logos for shirts and koozies and hats, and they've got good Laker gear there, too, for you. In Camdenton, right on Highway 54 across from McDonald's on Grant Street. You can call them at 573-692-5217. Find them on Facebook as well. You can get those great gift ideas for, I think you might be a little late for Christmas, but you can certainly look for any of those birthdays or special occasions where you need some Laker gear. They've got it there too. Say hello to Kelsey Jackson. Wish her a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year at Printed Inklings in their new location right there in Camdenton, Highway 54 across from McDonald's on Grant Street.
If you like boating, then I know you're going to love BoatRadio.net. This is Mike McDowell, and you are invited to listen to all of Boat Radio's shows, like The Islander, The Boat Galley, Tales of the Thames, and my own show, The Life Aquatic. And, of course, Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. BoatRadio.net. 24/7 boating shows for boat owners and enthusiasts everywhere.
All right, so OneSourceServices.net is the website. But one of the things that's unique about this new company is there's one phone number and one person that you can call and talk to for any of the services that are provided. And her name is Alex McDonald. Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Doing great. So you're kind of the hub of the wheel here, aren't you?
Yes, sir. Trying to get it all organized and trying to make it easy for the customers just to have to call one spot to get their one source solution.
Number is?
573-502-9350.
So when you answer the phone and somebody says, hey, I want to get a new lift, or I want to get a new dock, or gee, do you guys do riprap?
Mm-hmm.
So you can basically talk to them a little bit and then get them in touch with one of those divisions.
I'll answer whatever questions I can answer. I'm trying to learn as much as I can. But if I can't answer, then yeah, I can get you in contact with one of our guys or get your information, your questions answered from them, and just allow you to only have to call one person to get what you need done so you can enjoy your lake house as your vacation spot.
Absolutely. Now, your name is familiar. Mark McDonald,
yes.
I think, has been around the lake for a
yes.
while. And tell me about your experience working with your dad.
Oh, it's the best experience. Born and raised here, and he's owned businesses, so I had the opportunity to grow up seeing a business being run and operated. But working with him is great. You know, he pushes me, I push him, and he has a great reputation around this lake, so I try to follow in his footsteps and try to be honest with everyone and show a good product.
Now, the facilities that are on Highway 54, which is Hydro Hoist location, mm-hmm. been here for 6 or 7 years, it's going to vanish. And so people are going to think, oh my gosh, they went out of business.
Yes.
But you're going to be moving some here.
Yes, we're moving down the street into Lynn Creek. We're actually trying to move our whole entire operation to one shop, one location. So not only do you call the one shop, you can come to our shop and you can see our new docks that we're going to be building. You can see the lifts. You can see we'll have a little kind of department for our rock works. The precast that we do, you can see everything that we do and not just hear about it, come see it.
All right. So again, give them the phone number so they get a hold of Alex McDonald.
At 573-502-9350.
Should also mention you'll be able to meet Alex at the Overland Park Boat Show starting on January 4th, the Overland Park Convention Center. Well, the boat show is just ahead of us. January 4th, Overland Park is the beginning of the New Year's boat show series. And we want to let people know that there's still time before the boat show to get into that new boat. We're here with Paul Schifferdecker from Marine Max at Lake of the Ozarks. And we're talking Boston Whaler today, Paul.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Always a pleasure to get the chance to talk about Boston Whaler any time of the year, particularly because it's a boat that you can go out in 12 months out of the year with the outboard engines. There's no winterization, that kind of thing. Boston Whaler is a name that everybody recognizes. They actually started the center console craze, if you will, way back in the 60s and early 70s. This is their 60th year, their anniversary. As the name indicates, Boston is where it all began, and they're serious offshore fisher people up there, and it's always been thought that Whaler is strictly a fishing boat, when in fact it is more than that. It does appeal to everybody in the family and has a lot to offer, all the different models, 30-plus models, two new ones this year in the Outrage line. The Realm is the new name. It's not the Outrage, it's the Realm, but it's similar, very, very similar. Something you should come and take a look at. We'll be getting one in here very soon, have one at the boat show. It's a little more creature-friendly, a little more family-oriented, a few more bells and whistles, a little more luxurious, but it still maintains that Boston Whaler allure and flavor and what it's been known for. It's the safest boat on the water.
The minute somebody says Boston Whaler, the first thing that comes to my mind is the owner of the company, the guy that invented the thing.
Richard Fisher.
There, yeah, he's out there sawing the boat in half to show that it won't sink.
He was so confident that he sawed it in half and rode the back half around. It's one of the best marketing campaigns to this date. Again, that was back in the 60s, late 50s, early 60s. And it's still recognized today as the unsinkable legend. You know, the boat is truly unsinkable. It's confident to the core. You know, this Whaler has 11-foot skiff available, a 13-foot, a 15-foot. There's nothing safer for a family's children than to put them in one of these 13 or 11 foot skiffs. It holds more people. You can wear your clothes, you stay dry, it's unsinkable. You can run around, have fun in the coves, use it as a tender to go to restaurants, that kind of stuff. I think it'll be a lot more versatile than a lot of the PWCs out there.
Before we get to the boat show, we want to make sure people know Marine Max is open every day and a good chance for you to come in and meet Paul. Give them your contact information so if they want to talk Boston Whaler, they can get right to you.
Well, we're here at Marine Max, 3070 Bagnell Dam Boulevard. My name is Paul, and my contact number is 573-365-5382. But myself and my colleagues are always here. These are great months leading up to the boat show. Second only to the boat show as far as the best months of the year, I think, to come and pick yourself out a Whaler.
It's back, Kansas City. The Lake of the Ozarks Marine Dealers present the largest boat show in Kansas City. It's the Overland Park Boat Show, January 4th through the 7th. The Overland Park Convention Center explodes with the sounds of summer boats, boating accessories, and big winter savings on all brands of personal watercraft, tritunes, runabouts, luxury yachts, and more. Thursday, January 4th through Sunday, January 7th. Register for a free $1,000 gas giveaway at the show. Get more info at overlandparkboatshow.com.
Well, on this eve before Christmas Eve and the Christmas holiday season, I just want to wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I do want to thank you so much for being with us every week. I know it's Appointment Radio, coming back to listen every Saturday morning. Do want to also thank all of our sponsors, including Boat US and Towboat US, Marine Max, Hydro Hoist and the new One Source Services, Dock Realty and Dock Lifeguard, Captain Ron's Bar and Grill, Smart Plug, Paradise Upholstery, Iguana Water Sports, Printed Inklings, BoatRadio.net, and the guys at LOMDA, L-O-M-D-A, Lake of the Ozarks Marine Dealers Association. And this morning I'd like to leave you with one of my favorite songs of all time for the Christmas season. This comes from Larry Gatlin.
And this is our Christmas wish for the whole world. Why can't we have Christmas every day of the year? Stop the wars and fighting, be free from hurt and fear. Treat each other like brothers and sisters, let God's love abound. Why can't we have Christmas all year round? Why can't we have Christmas all year?
KRMS, Osage Beach.
When you're ready to escape, but your boat's not ship-shape, that's okay, skipper's review will get you on your way. Marina's mechanic, satellites, and crew, skippersreview.com will find it for you. Which ones to use in just a few words with their glowing reviews. SkippersReview.com, where boaters know best and businesses pass the test.